Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tommy Arashuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, May 3rd, and the week ahead. Well, folks, welcome to May when spring arrives here in down east Maine. The day begins with the Moon and Mars conjunct in Cancer, the cardinal water sign symbolized by the crab. This is a very curious thing because the Moon is at home here, and Mars is in its sign of debilitation. That means that Mars doesn't express its energies very well, while the Moon expresses them very well. Now, Cancer is the home sign of the Moon, and that means that the Moon's energies of sensitivity and nurturing are beautifully expressed. Cancer moons are sensitive, though they hide it well behind a very hard exterior shell. They're mushy on the inside, but hard on the outside. Now, the Moon here is most tenacious. A Moon Cancer holds on so tight it would rather lose a claw instead of letting go. Security means everything to a Moon Cancer. Home may be the most important thing in their life or their stock portfolio. Now, today's Moon is especially about the energy of nurture. Nurturing and being nurtured in body, mind, and soul. So somewhere you will find a way to take the day's energies and turn it into something really peaceful, I hope. Now, Mars in Cancer doesn't do well. Remember I said it was the sign of debilitation? Mars energies don't express well in a water sign except to throw a tantrum. When the Moon and Mars join here, the energy can manifest a couple of different ways. Well, more than a couple of different ways, but here are some of them. Mars can make the mood today hypersensitive. The Mars energy irritates the Moon's sensitivity. It's that kind of, don't look at me that way vibe. Feelings can be easily offended by real or imagined slights or offenses. As the Moon moves through Cancer, it forms a harsh square with the Sun in Aries. The Sun in Aries is in its sign of exaltation. That means the Sun expresses itself with its greatest power. Now, Sun-Moon squares can add a real chafe to the day. It challenges the female and male energies, the active and the receptive. Now, in natal horoscopes, it can show a tension between the parents that mom and dad didn't see eye to eye on many things. So, this square is known as a waxing square. It's a point in a lunar cycle where tensions are high. And given the fact that the Sun is exalted and the Moon is at home, the tension, both inner that we feel and outer that we observe, can be extreme. See how you feel that pull this weekend. The telltale indicator will be where you and your partner or other people in your life find disagreements that seem to be impossible to resolve. Now, don't forget we have that stellium in Pisces. That's the mutable water sign of the fishes. It continues to churn. Pisces is that otherworldly energy, often at a loss in the material world or in practical dimensions. Now, Pisces is where cycles end. So there's something that's ending in your chart, wherever that happens to be, and where the energy of imagination can really soar. Now, it can also be the energy, sad to say, of addiction. Addiction being a form of escape from the pain of reality and or trauma one may have experienced at any stage in life. Now, with Saturn, Rahu, Mercury, Neptune, and Venus here in Pisces, the upside is that spirits can be lifted to transcendent heights. The downside encompasses the dangers of intoxicants. Why? Well, Mercury here impairs rational judgment. Saturn here loses its sense of boundaries and knowing when to say when. And Venus here brings up bliss that's overflowing. And Neptune can heighten the physical sensitivity to any kind of chemical. So watch it. Now, in a week, we will have the most powerful full moon of the season. It's on the Aries-Libra axis. In the olden days, the tides were at their spring height and used to launch the biggest ships. It's always easier when the water comes in. So, causeways could be wet and an abundance of seaweed marks the high water areas. Now, I'll have more on that full moon next week. It will be amazing. In the meantime, get the rest you need to nurture your body and care for your soul. That's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.